Well, special guest joining me today here on The Bottom Line to talk about real estate, to talk about the market, to talk about faith, Brian Edgell, broker, real estate agent, and the guy that we've been recommending here on The Bottom Line Show for the past couple months. SmartChoiceHomeSeller.com is the website. You can also reach him at 800-969-3992. Brian Edgell, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Well, thanks for having me again, Roger.
Well, the only reason that Brian and I get along so well is because we're both bass players. I want to get that out of the way first and foremost. we've been having guests. We've been getting to know each other, realize that we've got a very musical connection. I know a lot of people have been reaching out to you. They're checking in on the market. They're saying price is going up. They're wondering, is now the time to sell? And the nice thing about working with you as a broker as opposed to just an agent, and I don't mean any disrespect to agents, but there's a certain limit to what agents can actually do in a situation, and sometimes the financial part of the deal requires the broker to kind of step in and say, hey, let me help you walk through the legal process. Talk about why it's so important to have someone with your expertise walking through that part of the process.
That's a great question. I'm actually have a house on the market here in Corona, South Corona right now, that we listed it for $799,900. And I have offers up to $70,000 over the asking price right now.
Wow.
And about 8 offers on the table right now. I expect 2 or 3 more even. Want to get my my great sellers. They purchased a home the south of Houston, a city called Seacoast, and it's right on the Gulf of Mexico, and they're ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
But kind of wading through all this, and especially right now when interest rates are going up, you have to be kind of careful what offers you get, because let's say somebody comes in and they have a pre-qualification letter that's maybe a month or two old. You need something current, because they may not qualify for the same loan today as they did last month, because we've had about a point or so increase in the interest rate over the last, 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it could be, I was actually doing some calculations. It's, say you're looking at maybe a $750,000 home and you put 20% down and that's $150,000. Now you have a $600,000 loan. Well, if 2 months ago you were getting a 4% interest rate, your just principal and interest would have been $2,864.
Okay.
If it goes up a point, you're paying 5% now. Now you're paying $3,221. That's a difference of $357 a month.
Wow.
That you're paying. If it goes up another point, you're looking at about $700 difference a month. And this could be, you may not be able to afford as much home. And so what's going to happen is that we're looking at the Fed increasing the rate, from what I hear, a couple more times this year. It's not a direct correlation to mortgage interest rates, but it does have a trickle-down ripple effect. If things go up another point or two, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what will happen. Will this actually have an effect on housing prices? Will things slow down a little bit this year? This may be the last year of such a hot seller's market. That being said, when you have multiple offers and things, I was just talking to my sellers. I have this offer that's $70,000 over asking. Well, is this a legitimate offer or not?
Right.
Because part of the process, as you probably remember from selling and purchasing recently, is you have to get an appraisal. If you're going to have a home loan, you get an appraisal. Well, if the appraisal does not come in at the contract price, then there are some options for the sellers and buyers. One is renegotiated to a lower price, or the buyer can walk away and go find another home. So now, when there's such a large amount of overbidding, one of the things I ask the buyers to do is remove that appraisal contingency. In other words, you have to show me you have enough money in the bank to be able to basically write a check for the difference if the appraisal comes in too low.
Right.
So one of the things that we get on the offers is that, well, we're not going to do that, but we will pay $5,000 over the appraised price up to what we're offering. So you get an offer price that's to the moon, and it doesn't mean anything, because if that appraisal comes in low, they're just going to pay $5,000 over. So that That offer actually goes to the bottom of the pile. It just doesn't mean anything because appraisals can be all over the place. So this is just a, you know, it's something that you might get as an offer to be aware of. It's it looks great, you know, on its face, but if you get into it, there's no guarantee what that appraised value will come in. There's just appraisals are all over the place right now. So,
and that, my friend, is why I recommend Brian Edgell. I mean, that in a nutshell is the idea that oftentimes you just see low interest rate, there's a price, do they qualify? Okay, let's make the deal. And there's so much more to it. Brian Edgell with me today here on The Bottom Line. SmartChoiceHomeSeller.com is the website. 800-969-3992 is the number to call. Brian, you know, we've been talking about, we've getting to know each other, about how this is a, there's a huge faith component, obviously, in making an investment. A lot of Christians, you know, have the means to get into something like this. Others, it's kind of a stretch. But it really comes down to kind of an act of stewardship. I know for you, in addition to having a JD, being a lawyer, but also being a broker, you've been a man of faith for many years as well. Talk about how that is an advantage that oftentimes we in the body of Christ don't actually get to experience. We'll find a real estate agent somewhere, and we figure, well, I found their business card. I know, like when we did our most recent sale, the guy who worked the deal was someone whose daughter took tennis lessons from our daughter. You know, I mean, that's really just, hey, want to try Anthony? Sure, let's give it a go. Talk about why your background as a man of faith actually brings a lot to the table. Not that you're the only Christian agent out there, but you do bring a very varied background to the equation.
Sure. And, you know, as we were chatting a little bit earlier, so being a believer for, you know, I guess it's been, it's hard to believe it's been 40 years.
Wow.
Coming into faith that I was raised Catholic, accepted the Lord in 1981 as my savior. And I work for a living, but on the side there, I've always been involved in ministry of some sort, whether it's just been Christian apologetics and cult evangelism or something as a musician, on the worship team at church, whatever. I mentioned to you a little earlier that for 8 years, from 2008 to 2016, I played bass for Daryl Mansfield. Do you remember Daryl Mansfield out there?
Yeah, Oh, yeah. Love that blues guy. My goodness.
Yeah. So ministry has been a part of my life for 40 years. And I bring that into my, you know, my vocation, my profession. You know, we are to do all things as unto the Lord, and I consider what I do for a living as ministry for several things, but mainly, you know, I as a discounted fee of 2.9% commission, it gives an opportunity for home sellers to keep more of their equity in their pocket, and you know, I think that's just part and parcel to the good stewardship,
Right.
So, of course, you know, I do a good job for my clients, and I like to think I do the best job around. Mm-hmm. But to do that, I just look at it as ministry. And, you know, my clients, of course, they're all sorts of different people. They may or may not be believers, but that's okay. To me, it's just I do this unto the Lord. And, you know, if I can help them keep more of their equity in their pocket and use it to, you know, they can go ahead and they can make a donation or something or go move on with their life. It's just, I don't know. That's the way I look at it. So,
yeah, I think that's it's a wonderful comfort to know and be able to recommend you, Brian Edgell, at smartchoicehomeseller.com. 800-969-3992. It's nice to be able to know, you know, you're a man of integrity, obviously. That 2.9% is a huge savings because, let's face it, in the industry, it's typically 5 or 6% when you consider you're selling the home. You've got to pay everybody's commissions. And so to be able to have total commission of 2.9 on a $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 home, well, pull out your calculator and you can do the math. Brian, in the market right now, you mentioned the prices are kind of going crazy. It's still a seller's market because of the fact that there is relatively short supply. And yet you've heard from Bottom Line listeners in different parts of the Southland who have been grateful to at least kind of pick your brain a little bit, find out if this is now the right time to sell. Give us your most honest assessment of the market in terms of, for the person who's sitting on the fence and says, you know, I thought about maybe selling my house and moving to Houston like your other client did, but I'm not really sure. I think the housing market's going to stay hot for a while. Obviously, you don't have a crystal ball, but what's your best estimate in terms of why now is the best time to list your home as opposed to maybe 6 months from now?
Yes, and one of the things is what's happening to interest rates, like we were discussing a little earlier. The other thing is that can have an effect on actual the amount of buyers. So home prices is just supply and demand. You have a high demand and a low supply, prices go up, and that's called a seller's market. If you have a high supply and a low demand, it just the opposite occurs. It becomes a buyer's market, and prices either level out or go down. Higher interest rates may cause the market to have less buyers, you know, and that may have an effect down the road here this year. Right now, from what I can see, when I put a home on the market, they're still selling within a matter of days, like 5 days or something. Mm-hmm. And right now I have a home in the market like a Corona saying, I have 8 offers. I expect a couple more. So I'm going to have 10 offers to present to my sellers. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful home and people just, you know, are gravitating towards it. Yes. But I like to keep an eye on the inventory. I have a couple of searches in the MLS that I look and see what's happening with inventory. So I was saying, well, gee whiz, I go, since the beginning of the year, this area, the inventory has doubled. Well, that sounds like it's a lot if you say it's mm-hmm. doubled. Well, it right. only started off with like 100 homes.
Oh, my gosh.
So the normal amount of homes for sale in this particular area is typically – In a normal market, maybe 600. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there was at the beginning of this year, there was less than 100. And now there's maybe 200. Uh-huh. So it's still a very low inventory. And as long as the inventory stays low, yeah, we'll just have to see. And we still have the same amount of buyers. It's going to be a great market. Could this change? Well, nothing lasts forever. And this is one of those things that we're starting to see some things where it could possibly change again with higher interest rates, coming down the road. So this may be the last hurrah for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, well, it might be this
well,
season.
Time,
so.
Time is certainly of the essence then. To call Brian Edgell at smartchoicehomeseller.com, 800-969-3992, 800-969-3992. Let him know you heard our conversation here on the Bottom Line Show. You'll get that 2.9% total commission for your part of the as the seller, but also you've got to pay the buyer's commission as well. Brian wraps all of that up into one low rate. It gives you the opportunity to best display your home. And realizing, too, that I was just – you mentioned that timing, Brian. My pastor and his wife are getting ready to go into semi-retirement. They're moving from Southern California to Iowa, and they listed their home last weekend. They had a couple of pre-showings, but they sold in 4 days. And he said, well, we had to go with the offers, you know, that we got. And I said, well, how many offers did you get? He goes, well, 5. And I thought, only 5? My goodness. But all cash, 15 days. And now they've got to work out a deal to try to rent it back because they can't move that quickly. But nonetheless, it definitely is. If you are serious about selling, know that someone's going to show up and want to buy your house. But you're going to get maximum price, maximum value, and the ultimate care, especially with a market that's moving as quickly. You want someone like Brian Edgell to be on your side here.
Absolutely. It's funny you should mention the rent-back thing. This market is such a hot seller's market that one of the homes, actually, I think I mentioned it on the air the last couple of weeks here in the Lake Hills in Riverside. Mm-hmm. That home sold in just a few days, and the people that but the sellers needed to rent back as well. So the buyers are letting them stay for 6 weeks free.
Wow.
And we closed a couple of weeks ago, and they're staying for 6 weeks on the buyer's dime.
Wow.
Until they move out.
Wow. Now, that's something, again, I'm glad you were able to help them negotiate that. I never would have thought to ask for that, but this is the market that we're in right now, isn't it, Brian Edgell? That's just a real head scratch, but nonetheless, I think it's very, very helpful. Brian Edgell, broker. He's the guy who handles the real estate transactions that we recommend here at the Bottom Line Show. You'll hear him from time to time popping up on the program talking about a listing that he has or asking you if you're thinking about listing your home. I highly recommend, for no other reason, give Brian a call or go to smartchoicehomeseller.com. Find out if this is the time. If God's leading to you and saying, hey, this is the time for me to put my house up for sale, maybe move to a different part of the country, maybe just find something smaller, a little easier to maneuver in here in the Southland, give him a call, 800-969-3992, 800-969-3992, 800-969-3992, Brian Edgell, smartchoicehomeseller.com. Brian, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today and for the great work that you're doing for our Bottom Line listening family. Appreciate your being with us on the program here on The Bottom Line.
Well, again, my pleasure as well, and thanks for having me again, Roger.